Andy Rom and Jonathan Ehrlich left Tel Aviv last week to fly to Washington and play in the Legg Mason Tennis Classic. The 25-year-old Rom and 29-year-old Ehrlich are seated third in the men's doubles draw. They are trying to concentrate on their game and seem relaxed between matches. But Rom admits their daily routine has a very serious side.
We are far away from home, and the only routine we had this week is talking to the family and hear the news. How many rockets we got into Haifa, how many died, you know, unfortunately, or sad news.
Rom and Ehrlich became partners in 2003 and reached the Wimbledon semifinals that year. They have won 7 titles together, including 2 tournament victories this year. Now ranked 7th in the world, Rom says their success is being followed at home in Israel.
Sports in Israel is not that big, and so soccer is number 1, basketball number 2, and tennis now is number 3. And since 2003, the people, they know who Jonathan Ehrlich and Andy Rom are, and they're following us ever since.
Because tennis is not widely popular in Israel, Ehrlich says the pair tries to promote the sport often, especially to young players.
Every time we're in Israel, we're trying to play. I mean, we don't do that much big clinics, organized clinics. We just, every time we're at the clubs, we like to play with some kids, and we're glad to do that.
Tennis coverage in Israel increased last month when the country scored its first win over Britain in Davis Cup team competition. Rom and Ehrlich were key players in the victory. But as Rom told VOA Sports, their popularity is also growing in America.
The United States was always our second home, I think. When we're playing in Israel, obviously the crowd is for us. And playing in the States, we get so much support from the Jewish community, from the Jewish here, from the Israelis just traveling here. And hearing Kadima, you know, like everybody trying to say come on in Hebrew, and it's a nice feeling.
Rom and Ehrlich reached the quarterfinals at Legg Mason Thursday with a 6-1, 6-4 win over Australian Ashley Fisher and Tripp Phillips of the United States. The Israeli duo is hoping to play in perhaps 3 more tournaments before the U.S. Open. The final Grand Slam event of the year begins August 28th in New York. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.